You know, Ontario's lowered the minimum age requirement to become a lifeguard to 15 years old. It was previously 16 years old. The change is meant to address staffing shortages across the province. The province says the change aligns with updated requirements from the Life Saving Society's certification course. The health minister says that lowered age will help keep community pools and recreational camp waterfronts open and safe. The lowered age also applies to becoming an assistant lifeguard and an aquatic instructor. And those changes go into effect today. Well, a lot of people have needed more and more lifeguards. They've had quite a staffing problem this year. And Susan Kruzinga is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Wet n Wild in Toronto, and they definitely have been one that has been out there trying to make sure that they were going to have enough lifeguards to have a fabulous season ahead. And she joins us now. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on here again, because last time we talked, it was about that shortage out there, the worries of trying to find the lifeguards. Does lowering it by 1 year, is that going to be a help?
Oh, yeah, incredible help. In fact, we've been doing, the last time we spoke, we were talking about how we were going to do the training here on site. If you can swim, we'll teach you how to be a lifeguard. And we've had so many younger people under the age of 16 that have wanted to take those classes. So we were letting them take them even though we weren't going to hire them. And now knowing that we can hire them as lifeguards, assistant lifeguards, or even water slide dispatchers here, that's great news for us.
So tell me, you know, people are going to say, ooh, 15, that's kind of young. You know, what's the difference between a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old lifeguard?
Well, I think the difference is not only just the age. It's the fact that if you're taking all of the certification and training through the Life Saving Society, you are getting a lot of training that you wouldn't normally have for any other job. So there's a level of commitment that those kids have to already have taken under their wing to get that certification. So we already have always been impressed with, you know, how mature that the lifeguard staff here is. And in fact, that's usually the department that comes back the most, is we get the most rehires from our lifeguarding positions.
The Life Saving Society actually had changed those ages down to 15 a couple of years ago, right? So this is just the province kind of catching up to that.
Right. They could always be certified, but they couldn't work. So that's where, you know, here at the park, we have a lot of positions called water slide dispatchers that they don't need to be lifeguards, but we could put those in those positions so they at least could have a job in kind of the field that they were interested in. And then when they turned 16, then they would become a assistant lifeguard, depending on their certification.
I know I was working at 15, so I know when I think back that, you know what, you know, I was pretty responsible having a job in a kitchen at the time. And so, you know, I'm not really worried about a 15-year-old doing this, because as you said, the amount of training that goes into it is more than anything, just about any other job a 15-year-old could have.
Right. And if you're going to do all that training, not only spend the money, but the time and energy it takes to swim that time swim, it's great to be able to hire them at the age of 15, because they already have shown that that's what they want to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. This isn't something they can pick up in just a couple of weeks and and get doing it. This is a long time to get to that place where you're certified.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So how are things going with Wet n Wild now, with your, you know, the season on us and for that need for the lifeguards? Do you have enough?
Well, we actually do have more than enough right now at that teaching them how to swim and certifying them here and paying for it definitely helped us out. So we're fully staffed as far as lifeguards are concerned. So, yeah, it's great. And we're just happy that 15-year-olds can now be added to the mix.
For sure, because, of course, you know, and while you're good, you want to make sure there's enough out there for everyone, because you don't want anybody just jumping ship and leaving you, you know, high and dry. So it's nice to know that there'll be so many more that can actually take on those jobs at different places.
Correct. In fact, when we're doing training tomorrow with some of the lifeguards, and I know we have some 15-year-olds in the mix that are water slide dispatchers, so we were going to go around and interview them for our own social media just to see how excited they may be that they'll get an increase in pay and a job as a lifeguard.
Wow, that's great. Well, it's good news indeed. I'm glad that this has come through just in the nick of time there, Susan.
Yes, we are too. We're opening next Saturday.
Oh, good for you. Well, good luck on a great season.
Thank you.
That's
bye,
Susan,
Patty.
Bye-bye. That's Susan Krasinga, Director of Sales and Marketing for Wet n Wild in Toronto. Of course, great big water park in Toronto, and they've been facing some hiring issues. And so they know how beneficial this is going to be. So that's what we're hearing today. The province of Ontario lowering the minimum age requirement to become a lifeguard to 15 from 16, and that should help some staffing shortages across the province.